Episode number 59 from Zen is Right Here, Teaching Stories and Anecdotes of Shunryu Suzuki. At a Sokoji lecture, a distraught woman said she had been rejected by a Zen teacher in Los Angeles. Suzuki Roshi told her that if she went back to that teacher, he would accept her. "Now you reject me," she cried. "Oh no," Suzuki said with sincere sympathy in his voice. "You can stay here." And with his arms opened and long robed sleeves gracefully hanging at his sides, he took a step toward her and added, "I never reject anybody." I was there then, and I'm the source of that story. I wonder if she kept coming. I don't remember seeing her again, but she might have, and I might have forgotten that was the woman who said that. Anyway, it was very touching. And I like that spirit. Then, you know, not every Zen teacher or spiritual teacher has that attitude. Him not rejecting anybody ended up in his wife getting murdered because there was a mad monk at his temple. Everybody told him to get rid of everybody in his family. And, his teacher, Kichi Zawa, had asked him to take care of him, and so he felt obligated. And so the guy murdered his wife, and that was a big event in his life. But he continued, not rejecting anybody. But I think if something extreme came up again, he would have remembered that. That was, of course, one of the big events in his life. But anyway, he was a different type person in Japan back then. That was mid-50s. Oh, no, that was like 1952. And so 7 years later, he came to America. And he was very, very unrejecting, very accepting, there were a lot of weird people, late 50s, 60s, into the mid-60s, a lot of weird people coming in there, especially when you get into the mid-60s. And, if they behaved themselves and sat zazen, he was happy to have them. And once his wife complained, she said, she came after he'd been there a couple of years. She said, these people come in, they're not clean, and they're not wearing nice clothes, and they have long hair and all that. He said, I will do whatever I can for them. I respect them. And so she picked up on that, and she started putting out wet, damp towels to wipe their feet on before they entered the zendo. And I remember that the teacher who rejected her in L.A. was Joshu Sasaki.
Oh.
This has been a Kook Audio mini podcast. I'm D.C. Poobah of Kook Audio and Kook Archives. Coming to you from sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. Wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.